This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There's a very simple way to look at the world and the people in it and the institutions in it. You can break it down into just two camps. There's the anti-human camp, which I'll describe here, and then there's the pro-human camp, or what you might call the human defense camp. The anti-human camp is every individual and every institution that is actively working to destroy humanity. So, of course, you would put in that category the pesticide producers, the GMO producers who are going to genetically pollute the crops that have sustained humanity since the dawn of agriculture in the Middle East, thousands of years ago. You've also got the 5G pushers. You've got the processed food companies. You've got pharmaceuticals, the mass medication of humanity. You've got the communists, the political radical leftists whose nations are anti-human. They destroy human dignity and human life. You've got the central banks that are really anti-human in the sense that they want total global domination over the money supply to control human productivity, human output, and human assets. If you don't own the output of your work, then you are not living in a world that's fair to humans, are you? And we can go on and on. There are many anti-human institutions, organizations, and individuals, such as the left-wing media, which is pushing all of these anti-human things. I mean, the mainstream media, even Fox News, I guess it's not just left-wing. Even Fox News is pushing pharmaceuticals all day long, pushing vaccines, pushing mass medication, pushing the enslavement of humankind, while at the same time you have Google and Wikipedia and others pushing anti-knowledge agendas to keep humanity illiterate and uninformed about cancer cures, about the dangers of medications, about our true history, about the things that humanity is actually capable of in the future. Humanity is being intentionally dumbed down and kept uninformed and illiterate about a great many things. Now, on the pro-human side, who do you have? Well, humanity has coexisted with natural foods, with what we would today call organic food. That's been the history of most food on our planet. With seed saving, sustainable reproduction of plants, organic farming, gardening, self-reliance, keeping what you earn, and the family. The family is the basis of humanity. It's sexual reproduction that has been the very basis of humanity from the dawn of humanity itself. And, you know, the anti-human agenda is to, you know, the transgenderism extremists who are pushing the destruction of the family, the destruction of sexual reproduction. They're always preying on children and turning them into victims of pedophilia and, you know, extreme transgenderism and so on. It's, you know, that whole fringe wing, the transgenderism wing, is at war with the family, which means they're at war with humanity, at war with what is sustainable in human history. And by the way, notice I'm not lumping in with that just people who are gay. I've come to find that the gay community is also very fed up with, in many ways, the transgenderism push and preying on children and so on. I think a lot of people in the gay community, just as a side note, they are fine with the liberty aspects of adults deciding who they want to be or what kind of sexual orientation they want. That's the pro-liberty point of view for adults. But even many of those people do not like what they see with the transgender community pushing out, like the dancing 12-year-old amazing Desmond, I think is his name, dancing at gay bars while gay men are flashing cash at a 12-year-old and being celebrated on Good Morning America. You know, that's child abuse. That's perverted child predation, you might say. Anyway, that's not the subject of this podcast, just a side note. But the thing is, the pro-human side of this is the side that is compatible with the sustainability of human life, again, families, sexual reproduction, organic food, natural health, and protecting babies instead of killing them. So it's an anti-human agenda, obviously, to kill human babies. That should be obvious. It's a pro-human agenda to protect human babies both before they're born and after they're born, especially when we're talking about the third trimester. It's very unlikely that abortion will ever be banned for the first trimester in America, regardless of what people's views are on that. But it's inescapable that by the time you get to the third trimester, you have a human baby there. Babies can live outside the womb even at 21 weeks. It has been documented and it has been successfully done. So after 21 weeks, you've got a human child there no matter what your argument is. I mean, some would argue you have a child from conception. Others would say you don't. But it's impossible to argue that you don't have a child after 21 weeks. Clearly you do. And clearly that child has to be protected. You know, when there's a heartbeat, or right around that time, 20, 21 weeks. I mean, you know, for goodness sake, the mother, that gives her 3 to 4 months. You know, even in a pro-abortion state, she's got 3 to 4 months to decide if she wants to get rid of her child before it hits week 21. If you can't figure it out before then, you know, something's wrong with you. But my point is that the pro-human side of this is to protect children of any age, including unborn children. That's humanity. Humanity is about protecting those who cannot protect themselves. It's about protecting the innocent. And there's no one more innocent than a child that's about to be born or has just been born. And yet, it is the political left, Democrats, who are celebrating and applauding the murder and the butchery of those babies. They celebrate it. They think that's wonderful. Why? Because they are part of the anti-human faction. Everything comes down to that. You can divide the world into those two factions. Now, interestingly, most corporations are anti-human. They're opposed to humanity. You look at the big, powerful, profitable corporations, the drug companies, the pesticide producers, the cancer industry profiteers. What are they making money on? They're making money on human suffering. They're making money on harming humans or keeping people sick. Even the abortion industry, the tech industry, it's all about depriving humans of knowledge now through censorship and banning channels that are important for humans to be uplifted, awake, and aware. Almost every big powerful corporation is working against the interests of humanity. Not all of them, but probably out of the Fortune 500, it's probably 90%, you'd say 450 of those companies are anti-human factions. And maybe out of the Fortune 500, you have 50 that are pro-human, that are actually working to protect humanity. But that might be an optimistic estimate, by the way. It might be only 5%, like 25 out of 500. Even the media corporations, think about it. Think about Disney. Think about Hollywood. Think about the movie studios and the news media, the cable networks. They're all anti-human. Because what do? They push messages that are about the destruction of humanity, messages to brainwash and indoctrinate humanity to, for example, hate all males, to hate men. The feminist agenda is an anti-human agenda because the destruction of males is the destruction of the continuation of the human species. You have to have males and you have to have females. Otherwise, you don't have a sustainable species. And think about that. The destruction that is intended for those who are Christians. You know, Christians follow the Bible and they follow God and they follow divine principles, or at least they claim to. Do unto others, for example, as you would have them do unto you. These are basic principles of respecting life and dignity on our planet, but Christians are under attack by the media, by the tech giants, by leftists, by atheists, by Satanists, and so on. So you have this war against humanity, and then you've got the environmentalists, and they've declared war on carbon. Well, a war on carbon is a war on humanity because humans are made out of carbon, by the way. We are carbon-based life forms. Most of the life on our planet, virtually, well, I would have to say all of it, actually, is carbon-based life. I can't think of an example of anything that's alive that doesn't have carbon in it. Carbon's in every living system because we are carbon-based life forms. And so the left has declared, well, the environmentalists have declared war on carbon. They say carbon's bad, carbon has to be sequestered, we have to reduce our carbon footprint, we have to stop producing carbon, they say. Well, I have news for you. When you burn fossil fuels, you're not producing carbon. That carbon's always been there. You're not making carbon. You're just releasing it into the atmosphere where it can be used by plants. Plants need carbon dioxide. It's the most important molecules for plants. It helps plants grow. It turns the earth green. It increases food production and food crops. It increases reforestation and grows rainforests. And yet you have the anti-human factions of the environmentalists and the climate change cultists who are trying to destroy life on our planet. Think about what they're demanding. They want a cold, frozen, dead planet with no CO2, no liquid water. They want the ocean levels to drop. They go insane every time they see ocean levels maybe rising 2 millimeters, right? They go insane. They want ocean levels low. They go insane when ice is melting and turning into water that's useful for living systems. They want all the water to be frozen. That's why they freak out when glaciers are melting. They want frozen glaciers. It's like, wow, you want a dead, cold, frozen planet. That's interesting because you're part of the death cult. You're part of the anti-human faction. It's a very real thing. Now, if you're part of the pro-human faction, if you like human civilization, if you like life, you would want a warmer, wetter planet, more liquid water instead of frozen water. You would want humans to be informed. You would want humans to be self-reliant instead of dependent on government. You would want people to save seeds. You'd want to stop polluting the soils with biosludge. You'd want to stop spreading pesticides and herbicides on the food crops. You'd want humans to be fertile instead of infertile. You would not want people to be living on pharmaceuticals and mass medications. You wouldn't want toxic heavy metals in the food supply. The pro-human faction is the faction that's fighting for clean food, like I am every day. It's the faction that's fighting for the awakening, the uplifting of humanity with information and knowledge. It's the anti-human faction that is pushing censorship and mass contamination of the food supply, mass poisoning of humanity, and the destruction of human fertility and destruction of the human family. So I invite you, when you look at the world now, you can divide everything into these two camps, the anti-human faction and the pro-human defenders of humanity. Which camp are you in? I would imagine if you're listening to this, you're part of the pro-human faction. You love humanity. You want to defend humanity. And that's important. And that's what I'm working for every day. But if you've been supporting the anti-human faction, it might be a good idea to recalibrate what you're doing and join the pro-human faction instead of doing things that are actually destroying humanity. I thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. My website is naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcasts at brighteon.com. And if you want clean food that comes from pro-human businesses like healthrangerstore.com, we do the lab testing. We provide clean food because we believe in humanity, and we want you to have a sustainable future. We want your children and grandchildren to be able to have children. So we offer clean food for humanity. HealthRangerStore.com, lab validated, ISO accredited laboratory. We are here to defend humanity. And if you support us, we will continue to fight for humanity in every way possible. So thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com. Be safe and stay informed. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.